You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on BarstoolSports.com. JimFlorentine.com is the website for all my tour dates. WatchLiveNow.com is the website to go to see the streaming live comedy show Saturday, November 28th. Me and Don Jameson from Jonathan's Theater in Ogunquit, Maine. If you want to come to the show, there's tickets available on my website. But WatchLiveNow.com, you can watch the live comedy streaming show that night, Saturday, November 28th. Support if you can. The website, I mean, the email to send any stuff you see that's perfect for the podcast, Florentine@BarstoolSports.com, something that never happened, you know, all of that stuff that we talk about. Because we get right into something that never happened. Somebody that just is full of shit, just lying. I got two different people sent me this one, so it must have got around. I don't know. But this woman posted, "Everyone dies one day. Everyone. Even wolves. But not books. Not words. Words don't die." That was the quotation. That was the quote. And then she wrote, "My son, who's 3 years old, who is a lot smarter than I am." And then one guy wrote, right underneath, "Oh, fuck off. He did not say that." That's beautiful. Your three-year-old didn't say everyone dies one day, everyone, even wolves, but not books, not words. Words don't die. You know, the last podcast we did, you know, the three-year-old said he didn't want a PS5, you know, buy some land and get an LLC company for me. Like, are you really going to say a three-year-old said this shit? You really think someone's going to believe you? And I love that she got called out on that. Fuck off. He did not say that. I'm sure she blocked that guy. You know, thought he was his friend, and now she's mad at him. Why is this woman mad at this guy for calling her out on her bullshit? You know, she made up a lie, obviously. A three-year-old would never say those words. A fucking 47-year-old would have a tough time repeating what was just said there. And then he says, "You're lying. Fuck off, he didn't say that." And then now she's mad at him and she's not going to talk to him. So she went out there to try to get attention to show how smart her three-year-old is. And she makes up some bullshit story and some guy calls her out and now the guy's an asshole. That's how it works, I guess. But it's great. That never happened. Your three-year-old didn't say that. Your three-year-old doesn't know shit. It watches fucking, you know, the Disney Channel and watches cartoons and just stares at Paw Patrol, this fucking kids cartoon that's on. That's what the kid's doing. Like, "Oh, I want a fire engine for Christmas." That's what he's thinking. Not about books, and books never fucking die and neither do words. So once again, lady, you are full of fucking shit. Craig writes in Winnipeg, Canada. "Hey, Jim, love the podcast. Looking forward to the live show online. This is a family that is all about Disney World. It's sickening, but this is the worst. The term social distancing is the worst, but this is just yuck. Worst t-shirts ever. Thanks for all the laughs." So this cup, these people went to Disney World, you know, these Disney World freaks. And they get all that. They're dumb. There's six of them. They're all adults. And they all have the same t-shirt on. It's called Social Disneying. You get it? instead of social distancing. It's social Disneying. Ooh. Meanwhile, they're all right next to each other in every picture. There's like five different pictures, and they're in every picture standing right next to each other. So how are you apart? Because isn't social distancing about being 6 feet apart? But in every picture, there's fucking six of you fat fucks with your dumb shirts on standing right next to each other. So I don't know how that is. It doesn't really make sense. Good that you're adults and you took pictures at fucking Disney World to show everybody. And then the post was, had a great time social Disneying with the fam this week. Eesh. Social Disneying and the fam. Oof. Ugh. God. Horrific. Thanks for sending that in, Craig. It's terrible. Will writes in, hey, Jim, you're killing me. Now you're trying to ruin Cobra Kai for me. Ha ha. I just listened to your rant about Cobra Kai. I guess a couple of weeks ago I did a rant, yeah, on Cobra Kai. Me and my kid were watching it, you know, and I just picked it apart that they're just fascinated by something that happened 30 years ago. And they're still looking at fucking pictures of their karate coaches. You know, just fucking, you know, they can't get over it. 30, they already got, you know, the one guy's married. He's got two kids. He's got a wife. He's got a car dealership. He's got a lot going on in his life. He's still worrying, you know, still reminiscing about high school. Get the fuck over it. but yeah. And then one other one, James sent this one in. This guy posts a picture of his beer, just a beer can. It's a Shinerbach. Yeah, can I have a Shinerbach beer? Yes. Yuck. Fucking you and your Shinerbach beer. Anyway, he just takes a picture of his beer, posts it, and he writes, hey, Monday, I bet you thought you had me there for a minute, didn't you? Well, here's to you. Suck it. Suck what? What are you talking about? Hey, Monday, I bet you thought you had me there for a minute, didn't you? Well, here's to you. Suck it. What did Monday have you? What do you mean? So you're saying you can't have a beer on a Monday? When you come home from work, you can't just have a beer because it's Monday? Is Monday going to know? Then Monday controls everything? Monday tells people when they're allowed to drink? Monday tells everyone you're not allowed to drink? Because it's a Monday? What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, Monday, I bet you thought you had me for a minute, didn't you? Well, here's to you. Suck it. And he posts a picture of his beer. Ooh. Don't mess with this guy. He's letting you know that when he got home from work on a Monday, he had a beer. Ooh. Telling you, man, just fuck, you know. I wouldn't fuck with this guy. If you guys know him, he's bad news, man. Stay away from him. Keep your distance. This guy's breaking all the rules. He's going to drink a beer on a Monday, and he's going to let you know about it and call out Monday in a Facebook post. You know? I don't know if Monday's going to see it, but he just wants to let everybody know, I don't give a shit, Monday. You thought you had me there for a minute, didn't you? No, Monday wasn't thinking about you. That day wasn't thinking about some random dude that wants to crack a beer open on a fucking, when he gets home from work on a Monday. You know, maybe he wants to watch the football, Monday Night Football. He's not, Monday is not focusing on you. It's like that one guy in Chicago. Fucking open, had a beer on Monday? Fuck, I thought I had him. I guess he has me. None of that is going on. Awful Facebook posts, just like that one, is this week's podcast. So, Chris sends this one and he goes, hey, Jim, this woman took a picture of her kid on like a fucking, in a bouncy house. jumping up and down. The kid's probably like 3 years old. And she posted it. And Chris writes, Jim, this 38-year-old mom just had to post after not posting for a week about how she spent more time doing her whole mom thing and giving attention to her kids instead being online posting about how hard her suburban white supermom life is. I replied to her that nobody, I mean nobody, gives a shit that she didn't post last week. She blocked me. How fucking great is that? So this woman posts the picture of her kid jumping on a bouncy house or whatever, and she writes, been kind of quietly doing the whole mom thing the last week. Less time online and more time with the kids. And this guy, isn't that great? That he replied that nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a shit that you didn't post last week and she blocked me. Yeah, nobody, been kind of quietly doing the whole mom thing. Why? You can't do it quietly? Every other fucking mom, 95% of other moms in the country, in the world, are doing it quietly. They're just fucking raising their kids. Okay, that's what she does. You're a mom, you got to fucking deal with it. You got no days off. Okay? But since you were quietly doing the whole mom thing last week, less time online and more time with the kids, then why you, if you're spending more time with the kids and less time online, why would you go back online and start posting again? If you're doing the whole mom thing. Sounds like you didn't really want to be a mom. That's what it really sounds like. You met some dude and you wanted to keep him, so you trapped him. Some dude, you know, had a lot of money. Or you just, you know, decided to get pregnant because all your other girlfriends were getting pregnant and you felt weird and left out and everybody else was having kids and you want to have kids around the same time as your girlfriends, you know, from you know, high school, so they can all hang out together and almost kind of be the same age. Did that fucking factor in your decision, too, to be a mom? I think so. You know, because my friends were all going to have kids. They're going to be four, and my kid's only going to be one. And it's, you know, I'd rather them all be the same age so they all can hang out. So let me find some guy real quick to knock me up and then have a kid. And now I'm a mom. Oh, this sucks. I can't spend a lot of time online. Shit. I want to spend time looking at shit on my phone. I don't want to fucking take care of this human being. I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did. You did sign up for it. You know, good for you. Yeah. You know who else is doing the whole mom thing? Every other fucking mom in the country. Most of them are silent too, like I said. You know, you don't need to be congratulated for doing shit with your kids instead of posting dumb fucking things about your wine and tacos. You know, let me guess, you put more wine, more tacos. You're posting shit like that. Let me find a meme. I gotta find a meme that says more wine, more tacos. That's what you spend the time on as your kid's fucking, you know, by the stairs, ready to fucking take a tumble down 13 stairs. Because you're looking for some dumb meme. I got to post that thing about wine. But I love this post because she's basically admitting that she's usually a shitty mom. You know, she just took a vacation from being a shitty mom last week to actually pay attention to her kids for a few days. Yeah, I bet you the kids are like, good. Thank God she's back online. Now we can go back to eating shitty junk food, watching cartoons all day instead of having to go out and do stupid shit with her so she could take a picture and do a whole photo shoot and fucking post that she's a mom. I mean, look, is it really quietly if you're posting about what a good mom you've been? You know, quietly, but if you're doing it quietly, why are you posting? It's like when people say, you know, I don't want to brag, but yeah, you do want to brag. That's why you brought it up. Why you are back online again? Then if you you're doing the whole mom thing. So you're telling everyone you're back online and will once again pay less attention to your kids. So yeah, way to go, mom. You're great. You don't want to do the mom thing anymore? It's not that much fun when life doesn't all revolve around you anymore? When everything doesn't revolve around you, it's not that much fun, huh? You didn't work that shit out before you had a kid? Nah. This week, I'm going to spend less time online and do the mom thing. Okay, I'm done. That sucked. Let's take a picture of a kid in a fucking, in a bouncy house so I could post it and show everybody what a great mom I am, that I'm doing something with my kid. I'm great now, right? It's embarrassing. Ryan writes in, hey, Jim, my buddy's ex-wife who cheated always posts attention whore post. She runs every day and posts about it every day. It drives me nuts, but drives my wife nuts more than me. I was at a bar picking up carryout, and I saw her in the bar hammered and hanging on two guys who I couldn't tell if they were her dad's friends or she was going to fuck them. She ran up to me and gave me a big drunk hug. Just to fuck with my wife, I told her, I really love your running posts on Facebook. So inspiring. Keep posting them, please. Of course, she got super excited and she wanted to take a picture of us. The best part is when I got home, my wife told me she just sent her her the picture of me and her at the bar. My wife wanted to kill me when I told her about her running posts. Ryan, that's fucking great. No, it's really good, man. I like that. Keep doing it. That's fucking beautiful. So this woman takes pictures of herself every day with her running fucking stats next to it. And it's detailed, too. Every one of these posts has like two photos of her. A graphic of an inspirational quote is in there, like, just do it and don't ever give up. And it's also how many miles she ran, her time, her average heart rate, elevation gain, average pace, and calories burned. I mean, this shit must have taken so much time, I'm surprised she had time to fuck around at her husband. You know? Actually, I'm surprised she fucks at all. She loves herself so much, I think she would only want to masturbate. You know? I gotta post all of this stuff. You realize how needy this woman is every day? Every day she posts about her running, what time she did, how to fucking her elevation. Who gives a fuck? How many miles? Her heart rate? Yeah, because I was wondering what your heart rate and the time. Average pace. My time was 35 minutes and 8 seconds, and I did 4 miles. Yay for me. Yay. And let me take a picture because I'm awesome. I'm really needy. I'm really, really needy. There are people on ventilators who are less needy than this woman. Seriously. Imagine if the internet ever went down. This woman would stand on a street corner with a big sign. Look at me. Look at me, please. Every fucking post has two pictures of herself because one's not enough. One of her is not enough. It's from the same angle, you know. Every picture's from the same angle, you know, taken up high to disguise her flaws. You know, when they fucking put their head above, you know, their hand above their head, like up in the air and take it looking down. So you can't, you know, to hide everything else. Yeah, this is my good side. That doesn't look like a good side when it's from fucking, you know, 7 feet above you. That's your picture. Okay, great. Yeah, she writes in her post, don't ever give up. You fucking ran for 35 minutes. 35 minutes and 1 second. And you're telling everyone, don't give up. And you did 4 miles in there. Don't give up. Okay, that's good because, you know, you're the only one that can run 35 fucking minutes and 4 miles. Don't give up. Really? So what if I'm having chest pains when I run? Should I not give up? Because you said don't give up. So I should listen to some attention whore on Facebook instead of my own body? You know, so when I call my doctor and he's like, dude, fucking go to the ER right now. I told you about that pain if you ever had to. I know, but this girl I follow on Facebook, you know, she wrote, don't ever give up. So I didn't want to give up.
And just do it is another one. Yay.
Okay, I just did it. So now what do? If I just did it, I'm good now. Now what? Does just do it apply to everything? Like if I'm hurting for money and I'm thinking about robbing a bank, I should just do it? I mean, she just did it when she was cheating on her husband. So she sticks with this dumb slogan, right? Just do it. Okay, I'm gonna fuck around on my husband. She did it. It's good to know. I just want to know if I'm hurting for money, can I rob a bank? And I'll just remember, oh, you know that girl on Facebook that posts those pictures of her running? I should just do it. Yeah, I'm going to listen to her. And then I'll just blame her when I get caught and I'm in jail and I'll bring her in. And my attorney will fucking cross-examine her. Hey, you just wrote just do it in your running post. And my client here follows you. And that's why he robbed the bank. I didn't mean it that way. Then what did you mean it by? Who are you inspiring? All right, nobody. I mean, a chick's pretty cute. So guys are just going to a page just to jerk off. You know what I mean? She's in these little outfits, her little running outfits. So that's what they're probably doing. And guys are trying, you know, she's hanging all over two old dudes in a bar. She's drunk. She gives him a hug, takes a picture with him. How much attention? So this woman is just fucking loves it, just eats it up. So all these guys trying to fuck her are going, oh, that's great. Oh, my God, you're amazing. Ran again today, even in the cold and the rain. You're awesome. Because they know this girl just eats it up. She's a fucking child. That's what everyone should do. That's the only way to get her to stop. You got to get a bunch of guy friends that know her anytime she posts this stuff. Or you see her in public. Anytime you see her in public, you know, hey, look, I just want to let you know I jerk off to your running post. And then everybody I know jerks off to him too. So I just want to let you know that. You know, then she's either going to stop posting or, you know, maybe she's going to open like an OnlyFans account. You know what? I might as well make some money on this. Don't ever give up. Just do it. That, you know, I mean, look, she's probably like 28 or 30. She's cute now. That she's in for a rude awakening. When she hits her fucking 40s and she starts losing her looks and all the good men out there are taken and she's got nothing left and nobody's going to give a shit that she's running anymore. Nobody cares now, but that's great that guy would. I love your running post. You got to keep doing it. That's fine. Ah, that's beautiful. That's so fucking great. Oh, real quick, let's get Butcher Box is back. That's today's sponsor, Butcher Box. Look, if you sign up now, you get this meat delivered to your door. You get their steak sampler with 6 grass-fed, grass-finished steaks. Is that beautiful? Butcher Box has been here before. They deliver meat right to your door. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. It works out to be about $6 a meal. Packed fresh, shipped frozen, and vacuum sealed so it stays that way. It's the best meat shipped right to your door. You got options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or sugar nitrate-free bacon. It's the best way meat should be. It's the highest quality meat for $6 a meal, and you even have free shipping nationwide except for Alaska and Hawaii. This is the deal right now. For a limited time, go to butcherbox.com/Florentine. You'll get 6 free grass-fed, grass-finished steaks when they go there. All right, that's 2 New York strips, 4 top sirloin steaks added to your first box for free. So you're getting 6 steaks if you sign up now. Go to butcherbox.com/Florentine. The offer's only good through Cyber Monday. So go to butcherbox.com/Florentine. Get all that meat delivered to your door, whatever kind of meat you like, and you're going to get 6 fucking free steaks. Is that beautiful? That's a deal. Like I said before, everything, you know, starting to close up, shut down. You got extra meat in your freezer. You put it in there. You saved some time going to the grocery store. You don't feel like going out. You always have extras. It's beautiful. All right, back to awful Facebook posts. Billy writes in, "Hey, Jim, I saw someone write, I made my boyfriend make a Facebook account so we could change our relationship status. Yuck. Also, what's your favorite AC/DC Bon Scott era songs and your favorite Brian Johnson era song? Here are mine. Bad Boy Boogie, Bon Scott, and Let Me Put My Love Into You, Brian Johnson. That's a good one. Both of those are good. I would say Gone Shootin' is Bon Scott of the Power Edge record. That's probably my favorite AC/DC song. Also, Night Prowler, Love Hungry Man, too. And then Brian Johnson, shit, I don't know. Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution is a good one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. But getting back to the Facebook, I made my boyfriend make a Facebook account so we could change our relationship status. You made him. Think about it. She made him change something he didn't have. How fucking crazy is that? That's like the perfect antidote for a bad marriage. She makes him create something he didn't have or need and then makes him change it. How insecure is this woman that she wants everyone to know that he's in a relationship with her now? Good. Yeah, that's fine. Let him open the Facebook account. That's good that you made him do that. Let's see how she feels about making him open that account in a few months when they break up and he starts posting pictures of all the hot chicks he's fucking. You know what I mean? Let's see if that was a good move by her. If I were the boyfriend after I broke up with her and hooked up with another girl, I'd call her and go, look, I'm banging a new girl. And I just changed my status back to in a relationship. I know you like to keep up with that stuff. I don't want you to be mad because I got a new girl now. So, yeah, I just put it back into I'm in a relationship, you know, because I knew last time you made me open this account. Hey, by the way, thanks for letting me open this account because now I could show off all the girls that I'm banging now after you just broke my heart and you made me sign up for Facebook. You imagine that, taking orders from someone? Whether you're the guy or the girl in the relationship, hey, could you open a Facebook account so you could change the relationship status to in a relationship? Yeah, but I don't even have Facebook. I know, but just open an account to let everybody know. You think this woman controls the relationship? You think that she's going to control everything? Like, why, if he doesn't have an account, why does he have to open one to say that he's in a relationship? If she's on Facebook and wants to say she's in a relationship with him, that's fine. Everybody will know. She's just insecure, and she thinks all of his girlfriends that he's had for a long time are girls that he works with. You know, she wants to let them know, hey, I'm in a relationship. And maybe, you know, she thinks he's not telling them and he's going to cheat. And she's very insecure. So, no, you open a Facebook page. Imagine some woman coming to you, you're in a relationship. You've never had Facebook, you don't believe in it, it's stupid. You're just like, nah, I did it early on. I got rid of my page after the first year. It was just dumb. Too much drama. And then this new woman in your life goes, hey, open a Facebook page. Start a Facebook account because I want you to post that you're in a relationship with me. It's high school stuff. Like if you're in ninth grade or 10th grade and your girlfriend wants you to do that, you do that. You're a fucking child. You're a teenager. You're in high school. Okay, my girlfriend wants me to let everyone know I'm in a relationship. That's what you do. When you're a fucking grown-up, tell her to fuck off. Oof. Angela writes in, Jim, happy holidays. This is a season for bigger assholes than normal. Jim, I only skimmed this garbage. This asshole could have done something useful like clean the entire house instead of spending how fucking long writing this manifesto. So this guy, he's married. And he writes this on Facebook. Washing my wedding ring. So this morning I was cleaning my wedding ring. I do it about once a week or so. I have this extra toothbrush that I clean it with set aside in the bathroom for when I need it. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck that you have an extra toothbrush that you clean it with set aside in your bathroom when you need it? Did you need to put that in there? Was anybody wondering what you clean it with, where you keep it? You put it in your bathroom, the extra toothbrush? Okay, you don't put it fucking somewhere else? It's not by your tool chest or where your fucking work table? You don't clean it there? Oh, that's where, right by, it's not right by the sink? Oh, okay, good. That's good to know. That you set it aside in the bathroom for when you need it. That you have an extra toothbrush. Ugh, I hate this fucking guy already. He continues, I got to thinking about how cleaning my wedding ring kind of symbolizes a healthy marriage for me. I'm a guy's guy, a guy at that. My hands stay constantly banged up and dirty. I work on cars, they get cut. I work on the yard, they get dirty. My ring bears the brunt of those things as well. That's why I clean it. Friends have asked me why I take the time to clean it when it'll probably just get dirty again and no one really notice a difference. You're the man. No one cares how pretty your ring is. Here's the thing, and in capital letters, it does matter. Why, you ask? Because every time I clean it, it reminds me of the small things in our marriage I should be doing. When my wife comes home from work, have I listened to her day? Like, really listen? Put down my phone, turn off the TV, and make her day the center of my world listen? So that she feels like her day really matters to me? Because it does. While we're lying in bed watching our favorite show at night, did I reach over and scratch her back or play with her hair, letting her know, yes, we maybe just be watching a show together, but make no mistake, I know you're next to me and you are the center of my world. Have you stopped by her work lately and brought her a Coke or maybe her favorite candy? It doesn't have to be extravagant, just something small to let her know, hey, I was thinking about you and I thought you would like this. See, you just don't fall out of love one day when you wake up. It happens over time because you stop doing the little things. You stop courting her. That, by the way, shouldn't stop once you marry. That should enhance. You stop trying to impress. Every day I wake to my wife, I pretend she's a stranger that I'm madly in love with. And I think, how today can I be a better man for her? Ugh. Ugh. It's almost like I just ate something bad and I got to let it settle in my stomach. It's like a shitty shot somebody gave me of something. Just drink this and I got to let it fucking settle for a second. So every day you pretend your wife's a stranger. Good. So when you're fucking her, you go, hey, what's your name again? Hey, I forgot your name, but can you get on all fours? Is that what you're going to do? She going to be okay with that? Nah, because I pretend you're a stranger every day. Why would you pretend she's a stranger? So why would you be in love with her? Why would you listen to her long, boring story after work? You know what I mean? Why would you do that? If she's a complete stranger, you think you want to hear about her day? About fucking 2 minutes in, you go, okay, look, I gotta go. Oh, let me grab this call real quick. Sorry, I got to text this guy back. It's my doctor. That's what you would do if you listen to a stranger's fucking long, boring story. So you say you're on the you're watching TV, you're on your phone, so you shut all that down. You know, because my day matters to her. Because when your ring's dirty, according to you, when your ring's dirty, the marriage isn't going good. But when you clean it, then that's sign of a good marriage. So when it's all fucking dirty and why are you only doing it once a week? Why wouldn't you do it every day then? Because that symbolizes a good marriage, a clean ring. But you say you only do it once a week with the spare toothbrush that you leave in the bathroom. Because we needed to know that. I just don't understand why you wouldn't do it every day. Because that symbolizes a good marriage. Why would you wait a week to symbolize a good marriage? So for fucking 7 days when that thing is dirty, you know, the marriage is shaky. You listen to her every day. You pretend that she's a stranger. You bring in a fucking, that's what your wife wants. Hey, I just showed up with a Coke. Yeah, sorry, I don't drink Coke anymore. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for showing up my job with a can of soda. Yeah, that's great. That's really going to enhance our marriage. Hey, honey, I was in the area, so I stopped by. Here's a can of Coke. Oh, great, thanks. I don't drink Coke. Yeah, I know, but I just, I wanted to get you a fucking can of Coke. I'll bring you over your favorite chocolate, even though, you think you're putting on weight and you think I'm not attracted to you anymore. Let me fatten you up some more with some chocolate. Yeah, no problem. I know you sit on your ass at work. Here's some chocolate to make that ass bigger. And here's a Coke to wash it down with. Yeah, because I'm sure she's going to be bragging to all of her friends. You know what my husband did today? He's so amazing. He stopped by my work and brought me a can of soda. He's amazing. I'm so lucky. Do you understand that my husband brought me a fucking beverage? He stopped off and dropped off a Milky Way. Yeah, he's a guy's guy because, he does yard work and he works on his car. Yeah, it sounds like you're a real guy's guy by writing this fucking... The Unabomber's manifesto was fucking shorter than this. Hey. That's good to know. Look, for all you people out there listening whose marriages are maybe falling apart or on the rocks, just go to work on your car for a little while, get some grease on your ring, and then go clean it off and your marriage will be back to normal. That's it. This guy's going to put marriage counselors out of business. I'm serious. If your marriage isn't doing so well, just go get some fucking grease on your ring, wipe it off, fucking scrub it off, and then your marriage, all of a sudden, like, holy shit, honey, why are we getting along? Why do we forget that about that big fight? I don't know. Just weird. All right, let's fucking, it's great. Look, your wife doesn't give a shit if you wash your wedding ring. You know, if you really want to let her know you really care, you should wash your balls, not your wedding ring. Give them an extra scrub while you're in the shower. She'll really appreciate that. Or, here's an idea. How about putting your ring in your pocket while you're working on your car? Because if that ring really represents your marriage, you really want to get nicked and scratched up while you're working on an engine or you're doing fucking yard work, why don't you just take it off? And what happens if the ring gets caught in some, like, machinery and it rips your finger off? Does that mean you're divorced? Yeah, they took the finger and the ring. And what the fuck is a guy's guy? I've heard of it like a man's man, but a guy's guy sounds like somebody who's basically straight will occasionally get drunk, give his buddy a hand job. Yeah, I'm a guy's guy. Do you take your fucking greasy ring off before you jerk off your buddy, or do you leave it on? Because that symbolizes a shitty marriage. You should probably leave the greasy, wedding ring on, the dirty ring on, if you're going to jerk off your buddy when you get drunk, because, you're a guy's guy. Because that's not really good for your marriage that you're doing that to your friend. Ugh. So just remember, when he, you know, when he lay in bed watching TV, he's constantly touching and playing with her hair. He goes to her job to bring her shit while she's busy at work, and he says he's always trying to impress her. This woman's got to be miserable. She's got this fucking clingy asshole always in her face. You know she's thinking, like, can't I just go to a bar one time with my friends without this fucking guy annoying me? Yeah, he should keep cleaning that ring, because he's probably going to want to sell it when after he gets divorced. Just keep buffing that fucking thing up. Maybe get a little more for it when you go sell it after the divorce. You know, get it nice and shiny. What an asshole. Good, you're just preaching to everybody else what you do. You already said that you barely pay attention to her. You know, you should shut your phone off and shut the TV off and really care about her day. I don't think she gave a fuck about your day. Yeah, what'd you do today, honey? Yeah, I was working on an engine. You know, I had to take the spark plugs out. And then, the air filter was a little, it was all dirty and stuff. And I was going to just go get a new one, but they were out of it. You know, I went down to the automobile store, the auto store, and I couldn't find a, they didn't have a new one. But I just rinsed it out, and it's fine. There's a lot of dust in it. I put it back in. I let it dry out. You know, and I put it back in and it works fine. It's like I saved myself $30. Oh, great. Yeah, how? Anything else? No, that was about it. Oh, great. Great. That's what I really need to hear. I really care that you fucking cleaned an air filter. You know what I mean? And you let it dry and then you put it back in. That's fucking wonderful. Yeah, wow. I wish I was with you. I wish I was there when it happened. Maureen sent this one in. This woman posts on Facebook, is it okay to pull the bag of wine out of the box and stab a straw in it like it's a giant adult Capri Sun? Asking for a friend. Ugh. No. It's not okay. You're a fucking adult. If you're going to get sloppy drunk, at least try to do it with a little dignity, all right? Asking for a friend. Which friend are you asking this for? Why wouldn't that friend just ask? Like, if the post was that, you know, you're looking for an 8-ball of Coke, asking for a friend, then maybe I would get it. I would be like, all right, he's asking for, all right, so obviously it's not for him. All you're asking is if you could drink wine out of a box. Yes, yes, you can. You could do whatever you want. You really don't have to post this horseshit. Nobody read this passed along that joke. Nobody goes, oh, my God. No one that read this repeated it or told someone to go to your page and see what you posted. Nobody goes, that's a funny one. Could I repost this? Could I copy and paste it? Ugh. Look, if you drink a wine from a box, it's probably okay to drink it with a straw like that. In fact, it's probably okay if you stick a funnel in your ass and pour it in that way. Because nobody else in the trailer park where you live is going to give a shit. Is it okay if I do that? Asking for a friend. Look, it's not funny anymore, the asking for a friend thing. It wasn't funny the second time somebody used it. So it's definitely not funny the 10,000th time somebody's used it. I'm asking for a friend. Can I poke a straw like a Capri Sun juice? Is it okay to pull the bag of wine out of the box and stab a straw in it like it's at a giant adult Capri Sun asking for a friend? Okay, what if someone says it's not okay? Are you not going to do it? That'd be great just to ruin her fucking so-called joke. No, just write in the comments, no, it's not okay. And that's it. And then, of course, you're no fun. You ruin all the fun. You're so negative. I'm not negative. This is fucking stupid. You want to drink wine, just fucking drink it, okay? Nobody's going to laugh at that. Nobody thinks that's fucking funny. You're drinking wine out of a box. Yeah, I wonder what kind of headache you're going to have in the morning drinking that fucking, cheap shit. Is it okay? I just checking. Ugh. Just brutal. This is you know what? I should have did this one in the beginning of the show because this almost fits in with this never happened. But this guy posted on Facebook. Day 27 of the quarantine. The garbage man stuck a pamphlet for AA on my recycling bin. Judgmental prick. Mind your own business. You really think the garbage man stuck a pamphlet for AA on his recycling bin? I have a feeling that didn't happen. I don't know how the garbage... You ever see those recycling bins? They're all dirty. They're basically garbage cans. You think the garbage man has some tape in the truck? And he's going to go, oh, hold on, this guy's been drinking a lot. Every time I pick up his recyclables, there's a lot of beer cans and fucking liquor bottles in here. Let me go grab the tape and tape a fucking AA pamphlet on his recycling bin. I have a feeling that didn't happen. I don't know how that would stay on, even with the tape. You know? It didn't happen. You're a fucking liar. The garbage man doesn't give a fuck what's in there. He's just picking it up, dumping it in, going to the next house. The garbage man probably drinks just as much as you because he doesn't like his job. He's got to fucking pick up other people's garbage. He probably gets paid good money and good for him. But he fucking, I'm sure he drinks a lot too. You think he, that mind-numbing job that he has, just hang on to the back of the truck and fucking, you know, the driver stops and he jumps off, takes a can, dumps it in, fucking gets back on the back, next one, picks up the can, dumps it in. You don't think that guy's a fucking alcoholic? He drinks way more than you. Judgmental prick. Oof. You're lying. He was minding his own business. Judgmental prick, mind your own business. He was minding his own business because he didn't do it. He didn't put a fucking AA pamphlet on there. He doesn't carry AA pamphlets on the fucking garbage truck with him. And go, hey, man, if I see a lot of people drinking, I'm going to really let them know. Because that's going to make that guy stop drinking. You know, like, let's just say he did that. That's going to go, you know, the guy's going to go, you know what? I don't know who this garbage man is, whatever, but look at this pamphlet. You know what? I'm going to stop drinking. Anyone knows if someone's going to stop drinking, they really have to, want to do it no matter what. You, no matter how many fucking interventions you have with them, your friends, your family, tell them you're fucking up. The guy loses his job, whatever it is. He's got a drinking problem. When he hits his rock bottom, that's when he's going to stop. Not some fucking, you know, guy putting a pamphlet on his fucking recyclable bin, the garbage man, you know, criticizing him for drinking too much. You're full of shit, sir. And I hope you fucking, I don't even know what I hope. I don't even know. I don't want to wish death on you. I don't wish death on anybody. I'm trying to think of a line of how much I don't, how much you're fucking lying. I just wish I could see, there was only three comments to this. I wish I could see the comments and I wish somebody called them out and said, you're fucking, you're full of shit. I don't know. He's lying. And drink whatever you got to do. You're stuck inside for 27 days. Yeah, the first time ever we're fucking locked in. You're on day 27. Whatever you got to do to fucking, to pass the time is fine. Nobody's judging you, you motherfucker. Okay? You're lonely and, you know, you're not getting attention from people, so you just got to post fucking, you know, dumb shit on Facebook so people respond to you. Why don't you call one of your friends up? Why don't you text them? Why don't you get into a fucking group text, all right, if you're that fucking lonely? Call a friend up. Hey, man, how you doing with this? I'm doing all right. You don't need to post this shit on there. You're full of shit, and keep fucking drinking and hit a tree on the way home.